Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Single parenting sounds like the most scary couple of words because you're not sure you can do it alone. Is it going to affect your children? My guest is Dr. David Hill, Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. So tell us what's going on in the world of single parenting today. Should single parents be worried that their children are going to grow up really different or damaged somehow?
You know, first of all, in terms of different, when you look at half the families who get married end up divorcing, or half the couples, and more there are couples who don't get married in the first place, they're no longer a really big minority in the country. There are lots and lots of kids who are growing up this way. So from that standpoint, are they going to be different? No, they're going to find an awful lot of people like them out there in the world. The second question, are they going to be damaged? Well, no, but there are some psychological consequences of divorce that you have to be aware of and have to be thinking about. Kids who grow up in single-parent households are at somewhat higher risk for things like depression, school problems, behavior issues, and those are things for a parent to be aware of and be thinking about. Full disclosure, I have been a single parent. I'm now a recently remarried parent, which only takes care of part of the problems of being a single parent. Some of them are still there even when you're remarried. So I have faced this myself.
Okay, so give us maybe your sort of top list to be the best single parent that you can be. I mean, you were there, and you've got kids, and you're a pediatrician. So give your best advice here on what single parents can do to be the best single parent.
You know, I think one thing that you have to remember is that you are still the parent, and you're going to have to set limits. And that gets very difficult sometimes when there's nobody around to back you up and say, you know, listen to your mom, listen to your dad, do what they say. It's very nice to have somebody around to sort of remind you that you're not crazy and you're not a horrible person for asking your kids to go to bed on time or to try a vegetable or tell them tonight's not a dessert night or, you know, they've had an hour of TV and that's it for the night. It's tough to do that alone, and it takes a lot of strength to remember that sometimes as a parent, you're not there to make your child happy, but to keep your child safe and healthy. Another thing that comes up if there is another parent involved is you have to cooperate with them. And if that was really easy to do the first time around, you probably wouldn't necessarily be a single parent. So you've got a situation where there's somebody you probably didn't see eye to eye with on everything in the first place, and now you're trying to co-raise a child with them. And those are the times when you really have to be an adult and think, okay, we're going to sit down together and talk and try and come up with a solution that works for both of us and not tell the kids that we're having problems with each other necessarily. Not say, well, your dad's crazy, your mom's an awful parent because they're letting you do this thing that I wouldn't, or they're not letting you do this thing that I would. It's really tempting, but you have to remember, they don't need that. That's your issue. You're the grown-up, not them.
So you don't need to sort of add your worries and your problems with your ex to the kids. And you mentioned being the adult. You know, I've often seen single parents who want to really just buddy up with their kids so that they're seen as the cool of the parents.
Absolutely. It's a huge temptation, but it does not serve kids well. Now, that's different from not listening to your child's needs. That's really important, more important than ever if you're a single parent. They may have more needs. They're going to need you to listen in an active way, acknowledge what those needs are. But listening and responding to their needs is different from giving them everything that they want. And, you know, there's a reason we don't let kids have all the candy they want to eat or stay up till midnight watching horror movies or playing video games. It's not good for their brains and their bodies. And we have to remember that first and foremost, we are there to protect them and take care of them and help them make good decisions. They're kids. They're not inclined necessarily to do that left to their own devices.
And what do you do when to deal with the overload that you feel as a single parent? Dr. Hill, I mean, how do you deal with that?
Boy, you know, personally, I reach out to whatever network I've got, whether it's calling a friend or a family member and saying, boy, I am about to lose it. Sometimes you got to put yourself in time out. And I've told the kids, I'm going away for a second because I'm really afraid that I'm going to do something rash. I'm about to throw a fit. I am so frustrated. I am so angry, and I feel so helpless with this right now that for your benefit, I'm going to take myself out of the situation. Now, that has to be safe, right? You can't do that in the middle of a parking lot when cars are going by or, you know, if you've got a toddler left to their own devices. But if your child is in a safe situation, sometimes you got to take a break. Calm down, say, you know what, I need 5 minutes to collect myself, take a breath, call my best friend, check Facebook, whatever makes you feel better, and then I'm going to come back to this situation a little bit calmer and try to deal with it, because there are moments when you think, my gosh, I cannot take this another second.
So with that overload, how about taking care of yourself? Because when you're a single parent, everything is about that kid. And of course, there's you're about your children, and there's mortgages, and there's jobs, and there's things to deal with. And so how do you fit in that time for yourself?
Boy, it can be really tough, especially if you're working to make ends meet, you might be working two jobs or an unpleasant shift, or you just feel like between cleaning up the dishes and folding the laundry and signing the kids' homework for the next day that you don't have any time at all. If there's any way that you can look at what you're doing in your life and say, let's simplify this. What has to happen and what am I just making happen? Maybe it doesn't have to. Getting your 8 hours of sleep a night, if you're an eight-hour person, whatever kind of sleep makes you feel good, continuing to exercise, making sure that your own diet is healthy, those things build a lot of reserve that you can count on when times get tough. And if you're underslept and eating lousy and you haven't exercised in 6 weeks and you expect to be able to deal with the stress, it's going to be even worse. So think about that. Think about that energy bank and what you can do to put deposits in your own energy bank so that when things do get tough, you got some to draw from.
So you want to create the stable, nurturing home for your child. And I would think, Dr. Hill, that that would be even more difficult if you're worried about how you're going to pay bills and such. If you're worried about your own security, how as a single parent do you make your children feel secure and protected?
You know, I think you have to be frank with them about what you can and cannot do, and at the same time not necessarily share every single anxiety and fear that you have. Not only is it tempting to be your child's best friend rather than a parent, it's also tempting to make your children your friend and be like, oh gosh, you know, I'm not going to get paid enough to pay the bills this week, and I'm really worried about that, and somebody at work's being really mean to me, and your other parent is doing stuff I don't like. Find a friend, for gosh sake. Find a friend your own age. Unload those things. Friend, your faith community, your family. But don't unload those extra things to your kids. At the same time, you may have to be honest and say, I know the other kids are wearing these cool new shoes. Right now is not really a good time for us to buy those shoes. Or maybe they're going on a fancy vacation. Today, we're going to stay home this break, and we're going to make this as fun as we can, but we're not going to the beach or going to the mountains like your friend, because honestly, it's just not a great time for us to do that.
So wrap it up in the last 30, 45 seconds here, Dr. Hill, for being the best single parent you can be.
Remember, number one, you are the parent, not necessarily your kid's best friend, and they're not your best friend. They're still your child. Number two, put everything that you can in your energy bank. That means exercise, even if it's just a little bit. Try to get enough sleep. Try to remain connected to your friends, faith network, family, whatever your support network is. And be honest with your kids about what your limitations are, but don't share all your burdens with them.
That is certainly the way to go if you're a single parent. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and stay well.